Well, I want to wish you a very happy 2021 from Stoke Green. 2020 was an extraordinary year. Many of us, if not all of us, will have been glad to see the back of it. And of course, we hope for better things to come in this new year. It can't get much worse, can it? Well, there lies the issue, of course. Going forward, it's easy for us to be overcome by anxiety for this new year. There is more uncertainty in the air just now than at any point in my life experience. There are so many things that we simply don't have any control over that we carry into this new year. When we turn to the news, it seems full of things that could cause us to be concerned. Ongoing COVID, the issues surrounding Brexit, potential unemployment. It's so easy for us to feel completely overwhelmed by what we're facing. But instead of dwelling on the negatives this morning, I want to turn things on their head and to consider the character of our God. Because for me, this is the one thing that gives me confidence going forward. The nature, the character of God. I want to begin this morning with a reading from Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 27 following. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow faint, not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Well, let's pray. Father, at the outset of this new year, we need your help, Lord. We need your strength. We need your perspective. Because, Lord, humanly, we are so prone to be fearful, to be anxious, to be so uptight about what these months may bring ahead of us. But Lord, help us to focus on you this morning, the great, unchangeable, the I am. Amen. Well, we're going to start our service with some worship. Again, we're just grateful to Di and the team for all that they did on our behalf during 2020. And for their commitment going forward into this new year. We hope and pray that it won't be too long before we can at least start to gather again in this place. Thanks, Di.
Thanks, Ian, and a happy new year to you too. The banner behind Ian says, "Sing to the Lord our God." And for those of you with good memories, The other side says, praise him with music and song. And that's exactly what we're going to do now. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, a new year dawning, and we have 10,000 reasons to praise and worship our Lord. Jesus, we do indeed worship your holy name today, for you are the one who has sustained us, restored us and loved us, warts and all, throughout 2020. And you are the one who will do just the same in this coming year. You were, you are, you will always be. The absoluteness of those words gives us hope, strength and confidence, and our praise to you this morning continues to rise. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Come, have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hosanna.
Entitled our message this morning, Keeping Life in Perspective. Keeping Life in Perspective. And I want to bring to you seven things that we can be certain of going forward. The key in 2021, I believe, is to focus on the unchangeable. At the end, I want to give you the text for the year. Some of you may have received your fridge magnets. Others will be available. We'll try and get them out to you in the coming days. So, keeping life in perspective, seven reasons for confidence in 2021. I'm not going to bring one particular passage, but rather bring you some verses from the Bible that hopefully will give us that confidence. And the first reason for confidence is that God is unchangeable. He is the I Am. In Exodus chapter 3, God, in the form of a burning bush, appeared to Moses and told Moses that he was sending him to free the Israelites from their slavery to the Egyptians. Now Moses worried that the people would not believe him, that God had sent him. So he asked, "If they ask me who sent me, what is his name, what shall I say to them?" And the response was surprising. God said, "I am who I am. This is my name forever." This response set God apart from the foreign gods that many people had known. This God is not limited to a first name or a particular place. This God was not created by human hands, nor named by human beings. Now the statement, "I am," comes from the Hebrew verb to be or to exist. And with this statement, God declared that he is self-existent. He is the eternal one, the self-sufficient one, self-directed and unchanging. But this statement also declares that he is still present. Not "I was" or "I will be," but "I am." Despite his nature being so different from us as human beings and from our man-made gods, God is present with his people. No more so than when he took on human flesh and came into our world, as we've been thinking about at Christmas time. He is with us. He is aware of our suffering. He desires to deliver us, just as he desired to deliver the children of Israel from their slavery. And he wants to be known by us in all generations. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, God says, "I, the Lord, do not change." Outward circumstances may change, but I do not. I am the one constant in your life. And here is the second thing about God. It's back to the Christmas story in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20. And what is the promise there? "An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin.'" Jesus comes from the old Hebrew name Joshua, which means "the Lord saves." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means "God with us." So God is the great unchangeable, the great I am. But secondly, God is with us. He's with us in 2021. God makes his dwelling with mankind. Now we know that Jesus came and he died and he rose again, and he's gone back to glory and he's seated at the right hand of the Father in glory. But he promised that he would send another, a comforter, a counselor, the promised Holy Spirit to be with us. And indeed, if we are believers, if we are Christians, to be in us. So know this. Whatever you are particularly facing in 2021, God is with us. He has not abandoned us. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or be terrified because of them. He was saying this to the children of Israel as they entered the promised land. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Are you counting on that? He will never leave you or forsake you. Now the third thing, the third promise we have here is that God sees everything we are facing and he cares about it. God sees everything we are facing and he cares about it. Love this verse in Psalm 10 and verse 14. But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. You consider their grief and take it in hand. If you have backache or toothache or brain ache from worry, he cares. He cares about your children. He cares about your struggling marriage. He cares about your finances. He cares about every tiny detail of your life. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. He says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. He doesn't promise us a dry land experience. We may be going through the waters. Those waters for some may be shallow. We're all going through some waters, aren't we, at the moment, waters of uncertainty. But for some, maybe those waters are relatively shallow. Life is going on. You've got your job and you don't have too many health issues. You have a lot to be thankful for. But you're still wading through the shallow of this COVID and everything else with everybody else. Friends, if you're in the shallow water, rejoice. He's still with you. But you may be up to your waist in struggles. And the water's flowing quite fast and you're struggling to keep your footing. He's still with you. He still cares. But for some here this morning, as I speak online, you may be in it like really up to your necks, so to speak. Struggling just to keep your head above water. But God sees and God cares about everything. And he will go with us into what we're facing this year. Now, sometimes we might struggle to kind of sense that God is there with us. But we shouldn't just go on feelings, because you see, God is more than a feeling. God is a power. God is a force for good. You cannot see electricity. You can only see the effects of that electricity. as it works through things. And it's a little bit like that with God. You know, perhaps sometimes we wish it, you know, God, just, if you would just appear to me, it would be so much easier. But surely we have all seen God at work in our lives. He sees what you're facing and he cares about it. He is the great unchangeable, the I am. He is with us. He sees what we are facing and he cares about it. Fourthly, God has the power to change things. God has the power to change our circumstances. Do you despair of government? Do you despair of those who are in authority over us? Do you fear how things are going to go personally? Well, in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, we read, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen." I need to keep reminding myself of this. God has the power to change things. You see, even the pastor gets down at times and wonders, are we ever going to be able to meet again in this building together? How deep are these waters going to rise that threaten to overwhelm us? But I have to believe that God can bring change. He has proved that to me in over 50 years of life, that he has changed things. Times when I've been prone to despair, he has turned the corner. Now, God has allowed this season in our lives for his reason. I believe for many of us, it's a wake-up call, isn't it? Is it the beginning of the end times? Frankly, I don't know. But I do believe this, that God is shaking us up. And I do believe that in 2021, God can do a new thing amongst us. That perhaps God is turning us to him more closely than ever before. Perhaps it's the wake-up call that we've all needed for some time, because we've just taken him for granted. We've taken life for granted. We've too easily just adopted the attitudes and the hungers and the desires of the world around us. And God is saying, no, stop. Think about your relationship with me. How important is that to you? Do you really live for me or for the passing things of the world? Have we been too comfortable in our Christianity? God has the power to change everything we are going through. Fifthly, this morning, God's plans are better than ours. God's plans are better than ours. During 2020, if you're anything like me, our best laid plans were ripped up over and over again. Plans for holidays, plans for visits, plans for Christmas. Maybe even our plans for our business, our plans for our career. But remember this, God has a plan. And his plans are always better than ours. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. His plans may be different than ours, but they're always better than ours. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. But do we believe that? Do we trust that? That God's plans are better than ours? Or do we say to him, no, 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 God, I have my plans. Please fit in with my plans, God. No, says God, I know the plans I have. That's my domain. That's my control. And like so often in the past, it's only actually when in the future we look back that we can see his plans, and that his plans are always better than ours. He is the unchangeable, the I am. He is with us. He sees what we are going through and cares about it. He has the power to change things. And his plans are better than our plans. Sixthly, and please grasp this, God still loves us. God still loves us. Romans 8 and verses 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So much about what we call love in this world is temporary, isn't it? People fall in love with each other and out of love with one another. But God's love is never failing. God's love is everlasting. Our plans may change. Our lives in 2021 may change dramatically, out of all proportion, drastically. But his love never changes. If you're honest, and I'll be honest, have we messed up? Have we sinned? Have we failed God? Have we failed one another in 2020? Do you live with some regrets? I know I do. Oh, I wish I'd done certain things differently. Has your love towards God at times in this past year grown cold? He still loves you. He sent his son to die for you. Come back today into the confidence of his love. Admit to him what's been wrong. He just wants you to be honest with him. He knows anyway where we've messed up. Come back to him. Enjoy that fellowship with him again. And be convinced of this. He still loves you. He loves you in spite of you being a sinner. Because that's why he sent Jesus, wasn't it? To bring sinners like us back into a relationship with him. Perhaps you've never done that. Perhaps you've never admitted to God your failings. Perhaps you've never asked Jesus to be your Saviour and Lord. What a fantastic way it would be to start this new year, is to say, okay, God, life's pretty tough just now, and I admit I'm not as in control as I thought I was. And I acknowledge your sovereignty, your unchangeability. I do understand that you sent Jesus to die for me, to deal with my sin, come into my life, be my Saviour and my Lord. I am convinced that you love me so much. Would you do that? Would you invite him into your heart today? He is the unchangeable, the I am. He is with us. He sees what we're going through and he cares about it. And he has the power to change things for us. His plans are better than our plans. He still loves us. Finally, number 7. You have to have 7. It's a perfect number in the Bible. And number 7 is this. This is not the end of the story. This is not the end of the story. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 8 and 9. It says this. We are hard pressed on every side. You feel that? We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed. Wondering, when is this all going to end? Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, even by a virus, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Are you feeling perplexed, cast down, distressed? You will not, if you are in Christ Jesus, be destroyed. This, our experience just now, is not forever. This is not our forever. This will pass. I don't know how many films you've watched on TV this year, perhaps a few more over Christmas time, as you couldn't see many of your family. I do know this, that throughout 2020, James Bond has always had a good airing, hasn't he? I've caught a few of those old films. But there is one thing with James Bond that you always know. And that is, no matter how difficult a situation he gets into, no matter how life-threatening it may be, he always gets out of it in the end. And you know, friends, that's you and me if we are in Jesus Christ. You will not be destroyed. Attacked, yes. Challenged, yes. But this is not your forever in Jesus. This will pass. Even if the worst happened, and it could, even if you should die in this world from COVID-19. And that's a possibility, isn't it, for any one of us? Even should we die, that is not the end of the story if we're in Christ. As it says in Philippians 1 and 21, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To die is gain. Is that your confidence in this year? And so I want to give you a verse as a motto for the church for 2021. And it comes from the New Living Translation. And it simply says this in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. That's the summary of where we need to go. Yes, we have worries, we have cares, we have so many things that we can't control, but he cares for you. He is the great unchangeable, the I am. He is with us. He does see what we're going through and cares about us. He has the power to change things. His plans are better than ours. He still loves us. And this is not the end of the story. God bless you and be with you and your families. And may we enter this year with a new confidence, not in ourselves, not in our government necessarily, but in our God and who he is. Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, as we reflect on the words we have just heard, we come before you now to put our cares and our worries into your hands at the start of this new year. For you are indeed the great I am. You are with us, and you care about everything that we are facing. Father God, we remember all those who are grieving. Just because weeks or months have passed doesn't mean that we are not still sad and miss those people special to us. Last year meant that we weren't able to have a Thanksgiving service for loved ones, with a family or friends, in the way that we would have liked. And this can mean that we feel we haven't been able to acknowledge and honour their lives in an appropriate manner. Lord, please bring your peace and comfort to all those feeling this way. We thank you for the healing and restoration of several in our fellowship last year, and we pray for their continued good health. We pray for all those who are currently unwell at the moment, that they will be feeling better very soon. For those awaiting tests or results or surgery, we pray that they would have your peace surrounding them. Give them patience and absolute assurance that you are with them. Lord, there are several in our fellowship who have now been furloughed again, or who have uncertain job prospects at the moment. This can be such a disconcerting and worrying situation, not necessarily easily resolved. So, Lord, we pray for both your peace and provision for those affected in this way. Father God, we thank you for those we know working in our hospitals on the front line of this COVID battle. We pray for their continued protection and safekeeping as they use the skills you have given them to help treat those needing medical care. Keep them protected physically, mentally, and spiritually, we pray. For those situations personal to each of us, Lord Jesus, we bring them before you now, asking that you answer our prayer in your perfect way. Lord, we acknowledge that you have the power to change anything and that your plans are better than our own, for you see the whole picture. It is because we know that you love us, we come before you now, with the assurance that this is not the end of the story. So, Lord, will you remind each of us daily of your love for us? Give us your positivity and hope for each day in the measure that we need, that our lives may reflect you, our beautiful Saviour, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. All my days I will sing this song of gladness. Father God, you reign over all.